This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Exit polls in Kosovo's first democratic parliamentary election indicate the moderate LDK party has won a majority of seats. The party's leader is former peace activist Ibrahim Rugova. He's expected to be elected president of Kosovo by the parliament. Rugova claimed victory today and called on the international community to recognize the province's independence. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Pristina.
International officials like Dan Everts were pleased with yesterday's poll. He's ambassador to Kosovo from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
These have been high-quality elections. This was a day when democracy was victorious.
Victorious because this year's vote wasn't marred by the kind of violence that disrupted last year's municipal election in Kosovo. This year, 63% of the electorate turned out to vote. About 44% of Serbs voted. The relatively high turnout among the Serbs surprised international observers. Only 12 days ago, authorities in Belgrade had agreed to encourage Serbs in Kosovo to go to the polls. The Serb minority is guaranteed at least 10 seats in the new parliament and one minister in the provisional government. That government is likely to be led by ethnic Albanian leader Ibrahim Rugova. 3 years ago, pundits declared Rugova's political career over after he met with former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic. But exit polls indicate his party's taken about 45% of the popular vote. This morning, reporters crowded inside Ibrahim Rugova's house to hear him declare victory. Rugova said the electorate here has proved itself mature enough to achieve independence. His main rival, Hashim Thaçi, who took about 25% of the vote, also called for independence. Thaçi, who led the guerrilla movement known as the Kosovo Liberation Army, said his party was encouraged by the result, despite its second place showing. For the time being, the province that's been a de facto United Nations protectorate for the past 2.5 years will remain so. The UN chief administrator here, Hans Hekkerup, said the 120-member parliament will be, more or less, autonomous.
They will have to make their own priorities, sometimes even their own mistakes, but only if they do something which is not in accordance with 1244, I will have to step in. Otherwise, it's their decisions, their responsibility.
UN Resolution 1244 prohibits any decision on Kosovo's final status until authorities in Belgrade are prepared to discuss it. In other words, the ethnic Albanian-dominated assembly will be prohibited from declaring independence. Ethnic Albanians, who make up about 90% of the province, see the vote as a step towards independence. But Serbs in Kosovo regard yesterday's election as a vote to remain within Yugoslavia. Though Yugoslav forces left the province during NATO's air campaign in 1999, Kosovo is officially still part of Serb-dominated Yugoslavia. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.